And we're back here on WBEM. Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you, and happy Wednesday to you. Joe, there's so much on the plate today. It is National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, that's
today.
Right.
Big day. People lining up for their half-price hot dogs all over at Ted's, you know, across Western New York. Favorite hot dog?
So corn dog doesn't count because corn dog is my favorite way to eat a hot dog.
No, that counts.
Okay, corn dog.
Corn dog is your favorite hot dog.
Corn dog with mustard. Yep.
Mustard, like on the corn. I'm not a corn dog person, so you
dip
just
it.
Drizzle.
Oh, dip it. I don't like to drizzle because I'm a messy person, as you know. I'll dip it in ketchup too, though, but usually corn dog mixed with that mustard taste. Let's go.
Never been a corn dog and I have always been a hot dog person. I've never been a corn dog person. Well, I don't know. It's not that they're bad. It's just it's not my thing.
And don't get me wrong. If you said, Joe, we're going to Ted's, I'm getting a hot dog. I'm not getting a corn dog. But
they have corn dogs at Ted's?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're good. Don't get me wrong. But I do love a Salins dog off the grill with mustard, onions, ketchup, pickles. But corn dog, if I'm at home and you say I'm going to the grocery store, I'm going to say buy a box of corn dogs.
What? I'm going to the grocery store. I can get any type of hot dog you want. You're saying box of corn dogs.
Yes. Ted's is the exception. Ted's, huh. I'm getting a foot long. Huh. We're at the grocery store. I'm pulling out the corn dogs.
That seems strange to me. I could see if you're going out and you want a hot dog, you get a corn dog. Mm. Actually, I can't see anybody eating a corn dog at a restaurant.
See, that's,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's a little strange to me. Right. But a corn dog, to me, would taste good out, somebody making it in a deep fryer, like at a fair or in a restaurant or wherever they're making a corn dog. At home, you're getting the less good version of a corn dog. At home, you're getting, you know, pretty much the same, you know, when it comes to a hot dog, you're getting it pretty much the same hot dog that you would out anywhere buying a hot dog.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about, like I said, something about that Salins from Ted's. With my fixins on it. But if I'm at home, if I'm at the grocery store, I'm more likely to go to the corn dog box than to the hot dogs. Not that I haven't gotten hot dogs at home. I'm just saying.
That's just interesting to me.
Yeah. Carnival, I'm going corn dog, as we just talked about off air.
Yeah. I'm not a corn dog person. I am a hot dog person.
What's on your hot dog?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Nothing.
Dog and bun.
Dog and bun.
You're a very simple person. I like that.
I am a simple person, and when I say I like a hot dog, I'm not kidding.
You like the taste of the dog?
I don't like relish, you know,
no, I don't like
with
relish
a little
either.
Hot dog seasoning. I like a hot dog on a roll. That's that. Very simple person. Are hot dogs one of the things that people around here get upset about? Sometimes I think so.
How so?
Like, people get in a fight over, you know, the ranch blue cheese thing. You know, some people are very adamant about defending blue cheese.
Yeah.
As, you know, like the thing, like, oh, we never have ranch here in Buffalo, which is a total lie. Like, it's ranches in everyone's fridge. But
it's a great sell, Justin.
Like, you know, people are, you know, our hot dogs are the best hot dogs. Salins hot dogs here. Almost the same way we are about pizza. Do people feel that way about our hot dogs, where if you go around the U.S. and you can't get a Salins hot dog cooked on charcoal, they're upset about it and saying it doesn't taste like it does in Buffalo?
I think you do, Brian, because when people leave Buffalo and go somewhere else, guess what? They're spreading Salins. I mean, Salins is spreading all across the nation, and I think that's because of people, Buffalonians, moving out of Buffalo.
Now, I love Salins hot dogs. They're great.
Yeah.
They're the go-to.
I love
picking
those
up hot dogs. We're 9 out of 10 times picking up Salins.
Yeah. I like those pre-cooked ones.
I, however, don't discriminate when it comes to hot dogs, though. I'm not one of the people. Like, with pizza, I am definitely this way. Beef on what you can't even get, you know, in other places. But pizza, like, I'm definitely this way. You go around. I mean, you can just go to Rochester. You get a pizza. You're like, it's just not the same as Buffalo.
Exactly.
I mean, not the same as almost any place you go to in Western New York and get a pizza. You guys don't know how to do it here. With hot dogs, I've seen people do that. Like, you know, I just can't have it here. It's not a Salins hot dog. It's just not the same for me. I like to taste the different hot dogs from. It's like the one type of food. Like, I feel like there's Buffalo style pizza, you have New York pizza, there's Chicago pizza, and then there's just bland pizza. And like, it's all kind of the same, but like, there's a few places that have their spin, and everyone else is just kind of the same.
Right.
A hot dog, I feel like every little locality has its own way of making a hot dog, own brand of hot dog, what the hot dog's made of, and everything like that. Like, Salen's Hot Dogs is here in Buffalo, and that's great. Down the road in Rochester, they do Zweigels more than anything else.
Yeah.
And I like a Zweigels. Sometimes I like to mix it up. It's a different taste, different shape. You cook it a little bit differently. A Zweigels is more so than a Salen's. Easier to cut down the middle, split it in half, cook it on a flat top. I like doing that sometimes.
Okay, like Five Guys.
Is that how they do hot dogs there? They, it's, you know, if you want to put like bacon or cheese over it, that's the easy way to do. You split it in half, cook it on a flat top because it's a thicker hot dog. It cooks that way better. You go at the July 4th, they eat Nathan's Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
And those are good in their own right. But those, like, I would never make a Nathan's Hot Dog on the grill.
True.
A Nathan's Hot Dog, you make it in a flat top, or you can even boil a Nathan's Hot Dog and eat it like that. I think, is that what they do on July 4th?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't eat that many boiled hot dogs.
They talked about how they had to reboil the hot, they had to get new hot dogs. You want to know what happened to all those trays?
Yeah, all the old hot dogs? Yeah. They just throwing them out? What a waste.
I've had a Nathan's once.
What a waste, I'm saying. And the waste isn't the person shoving 70 hot dogs down their mouth. The waste is throwing out them anyways.
I had a Nathan's once in Vegas. It was fine. It was after I took the New York coaster at New York, New York.
I like Nathan's. Every once in a while, we'll buy a Nathan's. That's another one that's a nice flat top. It's pretty much exclusively flat top for me. Chicago, they boil the hot dogs. They have...
they call them Red Hots. In Chicago.
Is there a poppy seed bun in Chicago? Am I like missing? They have something special with their dog. I don't know why I'm thinking poppy seeds. It's just
you're
seeded
100%
bun.
Right.
Is it a seeded bun?
It's a poppy seed bun.
That's like the Chicago
Red Hots
style. Everyone has their own, like, it's more brats, right? If you go over to Wisconsin and some of those areas in the Midwest, everyone has their own style of hot dog. And unlike almost everything in Western New York, I like them all. I think everyone does a pretty good job.
It's been a while since I had a non-Salen's, but I'm open to trying anything. You know
See,
what I mean?
That's the other thing that surprised me is you're a corn dog person. A corn dog hot dog is so not Salen's, right?
Right.
Isn't it all beef all the time?
Yeah, I like the batter. Well, unless you go to Aldi, they have chicken corn dogs. They're not beef.
That doesn't count as a hot dog. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well...
If you
it works.
Like,
I almost burnt out my apartment with them, but they work.
A chicken hot dog doesn't count. No, I don't think it can count.
But
that's like when someone brings over a chicken sausage. I'm like,
no,
what's going
on
here?
Yeah, I love hot dogs. But like I said, if I'm choosing at home, it's the corn dog. These Chicago dogs look pretty good. I might next time I'm in Chicago, I might have to get myself a Chicago dog. And when I go to Ted's, you get the footlong and you get the mix, right? Half fries, half onion rings. Oof. Now I'm in my glory.
See, I'm not an onion ring person. Oh. I don't mind like onions. I've never gotten
I like a good
eating them on their own.
Bar style. I like the Ted's onion rings and a bar style onion ring. Don't get onion rings at Burger King. But like a good fat onion ring. What's the place in Pittsburgh that Pamani Brothers? Great onion rings.
On the sandwich with everything else? Or separate?
So you can get it as an appetizer. They have it on that little stack thing. Oh, it's great. I like onion food. You know, blooming onion
rings. I can
tell. That's, onions on my hot dog. I love onions.
You've been all over it.
Yeah.
Salen's, it's not the only hot dog here in Buffalo that's a really good one. We'll go to the phones. 803-0930 to give us a call today. B-Maz and B-Maz on WBEN. Carl is calling in on a cell phone. What are some of your favorite hot dogs to eat, Carl?
I like Wardinsky hot dog.
It's a good dog.
On a Costanzo roll with Weber's horseradish mustard.
Mm. Oh yeah.
You can't get any more buffalo than that. But if you travel, Wellsville, Texas hot, the Regas family still is involved with it. They make a great Texas hot. And my father-in-law is from Syracuse, they eat Hoffman hot dogs down there, and they call it a Coney dog, not a Coney Island. They call it a Coney for some reason, but and dogs are good.
Yeah. Hoffman's pretty popular around here too, Carl. Carl, thanks for the call. He mentioned the Costanza bun on the hot dog. A good bun is important. Ted's was finding this out, right? Like, it took them a long time after 2020 to find a footlong bun that replicated their old footlong bun.
Yeah.
And they had to go through several, and it just was not. For a while, they had no footlongs. They had the sign on the door, "We can't find a bun that's good enough for you."
Well, the one time I went, they got two regular buns on the footlong.
That's which how they just it doesn't have the same feel.
No,
you want the long bun.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, tough to find. The bun, I think, though, plays just as big of a role in the hot dog as the hot dog itself. Right?
Yeah, a bun can ruin a hot dog.
Do you
too
have
thin,
a,
too thick.
Do you have a go-to hot dog bun?
I have to say, this is going to sound like such a cop-out answer. I think the Wegmans store bun is fine. I think the Costanza bun is fine. Like, there are some I will stay away from, and I'm failing to see the packaging right now, but Wegmans and Costanza is my go-to bun.
So you're looking more at plain, regular white bread bun, specialty Costanzos. Here's my thing with the Costanzos buns is I can't have it with a hot dog because I'm a plain hot dog person.
Too much bread?
It's too much bun for my one hot dog. Have I in the past put two hot dogs on one Costanza bun? Yes, I have. But in general, I love the roll. It's too much for my hot dog. It's perfect for a brat and sausage.
Yes.
Anytime I'm having one of those, that's my go-to roll. Regular hot dog, I can do one of a few things. Regular hot dog bun, like you said, you know, your typical white bun. Toasted on the grill, fine. Not toasted, as long as it's not stale, that can be fine too. For a Salins dog, that's how I like it. Zweigel's dog, same way, you can do that. If I'm having a Nathan's, or if I'm cooking on the flat iron, I like to do one of two. They make the buns for it, you could do that. But I like taking a piece of potato bread, frying that up in some of the leftover grease, using that as a bun for a hot dog. If you're cooking it on a flat top, that's where it's at.
You are a real hot dog expert.
I like hot dogs.
My answers are simple and to the point, and you have like all this experience with the buns and the types of hot dogs.
But I think the bun matters on your hot dog.
I don't disagree. I just now you're teaching me a lot of stuff that I can do at home. You know what else is a good way to have a hot dog? Cut up in beans.
What, were you three?
You don't have to be three for that to be delicious. Or cut up
in mac and cheese. Is that what you're going to say next?
The next thing I was just going to say.
I was going to say it's, yeah,
it's delicious.
You can come over and eat off my son's plate.
It's it's a guilty pleasure, but that's delicious. Franks and beans are, come on, it's a staple of America.
The Oscar Mayer wiener. I mean, that has to be having a day. Is that the most popular hot dog in America?
It is, but I don't think I've ever had one.
If you're eating cut up hot dog and mac and cheese, you've had an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Okay, let me put it this way. As long as I've been buying my own groceries, and cooking my own food, I've never had an Oscar Mayer wiener. I can say that definitely.
I think you've eaten one though. You might not have prepared it, but you've eaten it.
Maybe. I didn't know
it's the most popular hot dog in America. Have you had a Lunchable?
Not a hot dog Lunchable.
Yeah, but it's all the same junk they're putting in that little box.
There is a hot dog Lunchable, but no, I haven't had that.
With the bologna, it's the same thing.
I don't get the bologna Lunchable. Turkey, cheese,
sorry,
Reese's.
I've never had one.
Had a Lunchable?
No.
Your entire life, you've never had... You're over here talking about Oscar Mayer wiener. You've never had a Lunchable?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I wasn't getting that fancy stuff.
Fancy? It's
$2. That wasn't happening.
YMCA day camp in Hornell. My parents every day. They didn't want to pack my lunch. They threw a Lunchable in there. Capri Sun Pacific Cooler. Oh,
peanut butter sandwich, Capri Sun, the cheese and cheese crackers.
Yeah, during the school year, peanut butter and jelly with Lay's potato chips because I would put the chips between the bread.
Oh.
Yeah. Innovation.
Got that. That's pretty nice. And that, for a nickel, you can get a pretzel rod.
That's right.
At
that's
the
right.
snack stand. So that was the other one. The, but the Oscar Mayer wiener is maybe the most popular. I think it might be the worst.
Maybe.
Regular hot dog. All beef. That might be a different story. They got a good dog there. Stance on roller dogs. Roller dogs. Everyone's favorite dog, I think, to make fun of. Yeah, the roller hot
dog. The gas station roller dog.
The gas station. I mean, 7-Eleven would be the most famous, probably. But in other gas stations, too. The gas station roller dog. Your thoughts?
If you're starving, it hits the spot, especially if you load it up, which, I mean, you wouldn't because you don't put condiments on it. But, you know, a little mustard, a little ketchup, it will get me through. But, again, I'd have to be starving in the middle of nowhere, and it's the only food there.
Oh, I'll eat them. They're great. I love a good roller dog. Here's the thing, though. You need to know your spots. A roller dog is a risk.
Yeah.
If you're going somewhere new. Because you can have a roller dog, eat it, take one bite, and just want a Ron Burgundy, chuck it out your car window. Because, ugh, like, some of them are so bad. But if you know a place that has a good hot dog and, you know, sells a couple dogs a day to where it's not on, like, the roller for a couple days or something like that, like, you have a good... That could not be beat as a cheap, like, fresh out of college meal. When I was on the road going between here and Rochester, that was my stop. Fast Track gas station.
Ooh. They have decent gas station pizza.
Right by the highway, right where I used to leave the studio. Two for a dollar roller hot dogs.
What a deal.
I'd get two of those and an energy drink. And that was the dinner of champions.
That was your fuel.
After a day's work, driving back home to Buffalo, and they were delicious. The only thing you had to watch out for, their buns. Like I said, a bun can make or break a hot dog. Stale bun alert. So I would have to go in the drawer, all the buns individually wrapped, and I probably look disgusting, but I'd have to do a little squeeze test on all the buns. I'd be squeezing buns in the gas station.
Sure, the next person loved that.
Just trying to, if there was someone behind me, I'd say, here's a good one. Have that for yourself. But I'd be there squeezing buns, testing them out, just making sure that it was good for the roller dog. But two for a dollar, and they were pretty good, all beef, big. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So not a regular hot dog eater, but I'm telling you this, Brian, there's one we haven't mentioned that's coming to town soon, and that's the Costco hot dog. I hear about that on social media all the time. The Costco hot dog, we'll have to give it a try.
Dog and a drink, $1.50, right?
Yes.
The special, and that's the one thing they don't change. They do that at Sam's Club, too. I haven't had the dog. I've never been inside a Costco. Visually, not the best, not appealing.
No, but you got to try it. Everyone's talking about it.
The Costco one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give that a try. Right, I'll give that a try for sure. All right. National Hot Dog Day. We're celebrating here. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Hey, welcome back. B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian, I had a dilemma last night, and I want to know if you would have done the same thing I did. Okay? So, stayed up a little too late last night for the Mets game, and by the time the game was over, my wife and my son were asleep, okay? And I had not gotten my outfit out of my closet, which is right by my son's room, and brought it into my room, okay? So I had this dilemma. Do I get it right after my wife has put my son down? Or do I wait till this morning when hopefully he's in the middle of sleep and walk in there and get it? I went with the latter. I went and got that outfit this morning. Was that the right decision?
I wouldn't. That's risky.
Both are risky.
Not so much. Because I didn't have the option, but this... once you pass like a certain, how long after he was down?
Maybe 10 minutes.
I had this realization. Then you go in then.
I should have gone in then?
Yeah, you go in then because then if you do wake your son up, he can settle back down. Like, right, because he just started to go to sleep. It's nighttime, you know, sleeping for the night. You go back in then. Hopefully don't wake him up. But if you do, not the end of the world. Just put him back to bed. If he wakes up in the morning, he's not going back to sleep.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
And then the whole house is up, right, at 3 or 4 or whatever in the morning. So, like, that's why. So, like, last night, this is a little bit different because I didn't have the option to do it in the morning. Like, I just had to do it or not. Last night, about to hop in the shower, realized I used the last of my soap, forgot to get it. The soap is in the closet in the baby's room. So there I am, you know, right after we put him to bed. But I'm like, all right, you know, if he wakes up, he's going to go back to sleep. You know, it's just, you know, whatever, 7:30 at night, you can fall back asleep. That's no problem. But there I am, about to hop in the shower. Now I'm like buck naked, you know, trying to sneak around, like creaking open the door, trying to not make a sound, stealth in and out to grab a bar of soap.
Well, if you see me walking to work in a bathing suit, that's because I forgot to put my outfit out the night before. Because that's about all, when it comes to bottoms, that's all that's in my dresser.
Just bathing suits.
Yeah. So if I come to work in a bathing suit, you'll know why.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the day of. It's like you can't do it. I was in the same, you know, thing. I had to remember the night before. But and if I forgot it, I was coming to work wearing something, like, I don't know, you know, something ridiculous, because there's no going in at that time in the morning.
I wish I could go back to when we moved in, and I thought, wow, I'm going to get the bigger closet, right, on the other side of the apartment. I think my wife and I should switch. I think she should get my closet, and I'll get the closet that doesn't interfere with the baby's room.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I just, my wife has our entire room, so I'm like, you know, I'm like you, where my stuff is, I got a dresser in the office. It's like, you know, take whatever you want. I shouldn't say that. Like, I've got stuff. I've got some shirts hanging up in the closet, but it's mostly just hers.
Yeah, the closet in our room is all my wife's stuff. And the dresser, there's 6 drawers. 4 of them are hers.
I mean, that's how it goes. Yesterday, happy National Hot Dog Day, by the way. We were talking about that over in the first part of the show. A lot of people, by the way, chimed in with, you know, all their different favorite hot dogs. I like them all. I would try them all.
Fast Track is a popular place on our text board.
Oh, for food? It's, dare I say, top tier. What do the kids say? Fast Track is him.
Okay.
When it comes to gas station food.
Well, we got one in Buffalo. I'm going to have to go check it out.
I'm not talking, I don't count like the Sheets. People love Sheets, like stopping there. That to me, that doesn't count as gas station food. Like it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like it's basically a restaurant. I understand it's a gas station. They're on like a totally different level. That's restaurant food. Like they're making food to order. I'm talking going into a gas station, stuff is just sitting there.
Yeah.
Fast Track is almost can't be beat.
I mean, Sheets, you're not only the food, you're talking about a place that when you go to get your coffee, it grinds the beans and makes the coffee right in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're that's a level up.
It's a totally different thing. To in my mind, like Fast Track is the dogs are good, pizza's very good. I mean, Crosby's pizza is good.
Crosby has great breakfast pizza.
The Fast Track pizza though is I think it's excellent. You know, if you don't care what you put in your body. That is like the plane, and you can grab anything out of the cooler, right? Like the fully stocked cooler of drinks that are terrible for you, food that's terrible for you sitting there.
And when you're in your early 20s, working across town, I mean, that's
it.
Yeah.
Gas station food. I mean, when I was, you know, running around town as a reporter, working during the day, out in the morning, I'd be finding the places. I've tried it all. Pizza at 7-Eleven. Listen. I'm not going to be happy when I'm eating it, but it was 90 cents.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you can't beat that value.
Why do you think Little Caesars is so popular? Right? $5 full pizzas.
It's there.
It gets the job done.
Listen, we're not saying it's good. I mean, if you use your brain, we're actually kind of saying it's not going to be that good.
Right.
It's $5. Like, you get what you pay for, but you're only paying $5.
There you go.
And you will be full after. You might not like yourself.
I was going to say, you'll be full. Yeah.
Full of regret.
That too.
But it was only $5, so maybe not.
Your wallet will be happy.
But you can let us know your favorite hot dogs, National Hot Dog Day, how you prepare it. Yesterday, Joe, soccer season is kind of. I mean, it's all a mess. Like, we're in the middle of the MLS soccer season here in the Messi coming. Like, that's going to be. I'm going to have to buy the MLS extra Apple subscription, whatever it's called.
That's separate than just getting Apple TV?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So the season pass to be able to watch Messi every day. But over in Europe, it's like they're just getting started with some of their preseason. Actually, a lot of the Europe teams are over here for their preseason. It's kind of, you know, spread out, play each other in football stadiums and things like that.
That's cool.
Bayern Munich, the biggest team in Germany, played yesterday against FC Rotech. They beat them 27-0 in soccer, by the way. 27-0. They've played them before. The last time they played, they won 23-0. So, able to beat the score.
Was it the full team? Like, did they have everyone at the scrimmage?
Oh, yeah. They had everyone. They had, let's see, three different players scored 5 goals. hat trick on top of that, and you had 13 different goal scorers. You only have 11 guys on the field for the most part. So
that's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive. But 27-0, and I feel like, you know, all of this has been like, oh, wow, you know, like they just beat the snot out of them. Why would this team
do that? Yeah.
This is, I think, awesome. For the team that got defeated, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are, you know, this is akin to your softball team playing the New York Yankees.
Yes.
Like, that is the most accurate comparison that I can get. Well, if your softball team played baseball. Like, it has to be the same sport.
Right.
But, like, that level of play, and you play the biggest, you know, one of the biggest teams in the entire world. Like, that is basically what happened here. You bring them to your, you know, field where you play in front of all your fans in your hometown. You get an up close and personal. Like, imagine if you had, like, it's so hard to think of, like, comparables here because there really isn't anything like that.
It's baseball spring training. When a college team gets to play, like, there's always a New England college team that will play the Red Sox.
Yeah, but, like, worse than a college team.
Yeah.
So it has to be on, like, a different level. I'm thinking it's probably your beer league hockey team. Like, for preseason, after 2 days of getting together, the Sabres said, all right, let's take it to Hockey Outlet, and they played us.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what happened here.
Yeah, it's a ninth-tier team, if I read that correctly.
Yeah.
A ninth
Which
tier.
Which is, I mean...
Yeah, it's amateur. Yeah.
You're at the beer hall.
Yeah. Like, but it's something they're always going to talk about. They get to play with Bayern Munich, who they're going to be able to watch all season long. That's awesome. It's an awesome story.
You have the greats, like, right there. You're on the same field. You're sharing a field. I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Even if you got beat 27-0.
No, if I was on the field, I wouldn't care what the score is. I mean, I would give it my best, but let's be honest.
Best is not the same as a guy who's being paid $1 million a week.
Exactly. Exactly. I've tried these matchups on FIFA, Brian, and let me tell you, they end very similarly. Very similar.
It's tough to get almost 30 goals.
Yeah.
In soccer.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that is really running up the score. But again, like, if your beer league team had the opportunity to play the Sabres, I guess the question would be, do you want to, everyone would say yes, but the caveat here is you're playing the Sabres and they are playing.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing you as if it's Friday night against Tampa.
You're getting ready for the season. Can't turn it off.
And they're not just going to run up the score, they're going to take you into the boards.
Yeah.
Do you still say yes?
100%.
I don't know.
100%. I'm in.
Well, here's the... You've never been injured on the ice.
You're right. That's a, like, I am sitting across from someone who's suffered an on-ice injury.
That would... If I was told tomorrow, like, all right, you guys, like, you get together every once in a while and play, Sabres are coming here, you're going to play them, scrimmage, you know, full rules and everything like that, I'd say, I'm going to sit this one out. I would love it. Like, it would be so cool. I'm not even near being near good enough to, right? Like, I would, I'd break both my ankles just turning around, you know, following some of these guys.
But if it was soccer, you would do it. You played soccer. If you were on a soccer team that was approached by Miami, say, the team Messi's on, you'd get on the field and play.
Yeah, because in soccer, you can, I would just walk around. I would just walk around. Like, and it would be the same as me actually trying to do something. Right. I'd just be like walking around, and you can kind of do that. You can't do that in hockey. You're on the ice. You can't just kind of like stand there and like everyone's speeding by you. You have to have your head in a swivel. I could hide out in soccer for a while.
That's what Messi does. That's good. I love the idea, though, of just being on the ice with a professional hockey team. But you're right. I mean, there is more of a risk of injury.
If there is a, you can't really say the Bills, there's not like a minor, you know, there's not beer league.
The Buffalo Destroyers.
Right. like that, but that was kind of would be the nearest. But they're still professionals. Right. You know, at the end, there's not beer league football going on. But if there was, like, would you really want to play the Bills in preseason?
No, thanks. No. Like, you got guys that are trying to get a roster spot. Yeah.
You'd be destroyed. Like, you're just, like, hanging out there thinking you're playing quarterback and just, I don't know, you've got Von Miller just taking you down every single
trying
time
to get back
you drop
in shape
back
for the season.
he finishes a game with 20 sacks, and the only reason there wasn't more was because you went four and out every single time.
Yeah, the quarterback was literally just getting the ball and throwing it right away.
The defensive backs don't even have to move; they just stand there. They don't even bother chasing the receiver. That's fine, but like that, I don't think you'd sign up to be on the field.
27 goals in soccer, is that as impressive as 16 runs in baseball, or more impressive?
I think that's more impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, just like the time to, you know, that's insane. It's a goal every 3 minutes.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
That is so hard to do. That's absolutely nuts. The time to walk to the goal and back and then go back to the goal to score. I mean, like,
it's
that's
right,
3 minutes
it's
almost
a right
there.
Clock.
Yeah. So yeah, that's you're insane. You're hard pressed for time. But anyways, I think that's cool. I wonder if people would do that. Like, if you are in your beer league, would you want to play?
Yeah.
You know, would you want to get, if you're the goalie of your beer league, would you want to get, you know.
Yeah, because, Brian, think about it.
A Rasmus Dahlin or a Tage Thompson 100-mile-an-hour slap shot coming your way.
Well, that's funny. I was thinking as a lacrosse, you know, I was the backup lacrosse goalie in high school, and just thinking how fast those shots were. Now we're talking about professional lacrosse players that can really wind it up. Would I want to be standing in the way? And it's not the kind of padding that you have in indoor lacrosse. There's nothing on your legs. You know what I mean? Like, it's a chest protector and a helmet. Am I going to trust myself to get my lacrosse stick up in time?
You had that. If anyone played in the net in high school or, you know, growing up, and, you know, in any level, whether it's hockey, soccer, lacrosse, I think everyone had, there was an age, you know, maybe it's like middle school or something like that, where you always, there was always one kid on the team who could shoot it harder than anybody else and like was really good at, and you did kind of have that in the back of your mind, like, I mean, that's the point of it, right? Like, that's the point of, if you have a hard slap shot in hockey, part of the point is, everyone knows you have a hard slap shot, and they might not want to stand in the way of, you know, Dion Phaneuf or whoever it is at the time. Al Iafrady, Al MacInnis, like, how far back do you need to go? You had that in your mind, like, with that guy had the ball on his feet, like, oh, man, I'm going to have to stand in front of this.
I am picturing that kid right now, and let me tell you, Brian, one of the scariest moments of my life was warm-ups for a game, and I forgot to put my cup on. And it was my turn to go in net for warm-up shots. And he was next in line. And it was, thank God he missed the net. But it was one of the most scariest moments. Because as soon as I walked out there, I go, oh, I forgot something. And I had no time to go back, or the team would have to run laps. So thank God nothing went in that area during warm-ups. And as soon as we got back to the locker room before the game, I put the cup on, which is good because that was a game that I actually got in. So.
I love that. And then, you know, Joe, not to, you know, rifle through all of our show topics in one day, but this was yesterday. We were going to talk about this. We didn't end up. The County of Erie on Monday went out. I mean, Monday was a banner day for, you know, finger wagging. It was don't go outside and don't let anyone swim in your pool. Yeah. But no, they were telling people to not use there's pool sharing apps, like almost in the way of an Airbnb.
Which I never heard of until that press conference.
Or, where you can basically rent out your pool for other people to come and use. And they were saying, well, don't do this. You need to have a permit or a license for this. You know, there's all these concerns when it comes to liability and, you know, yada, yada, yada. I get stuck on, like, if I had a pool, which I got rid of, you know, an old pool when we moved in. If I have one, there's no way I would be renting it out to people. But there's also no way, like, this doesn't stop at pool. There's also apps. I mean, car sharing apps have been popular for years. My friend, every time he goes out of town, uses an app where it's available and rents like a Corvette something like that and drives around somebody else's car that he got through the app. But I couldn't see myself using that, like letting somebody else drive my car, letting somebody else, borrow my lawnmower. Like, I mean, you know, a neighbor, but to a stranger rent out on the internet to use your back deck for a party, your whatever equipment, your car, your pool. I don't know. I just don't think I could ever do that.
So the pool thing, I agree with you on, because when we had a pool growing up, my parents were very protective of that key, right? If they weren't home, that key was somewhere where you would never find it. The car sharing thing, Brian, again, I'd have to look at the insurance logistics. The car sharing thing, though, if it was a car that people would actually want to rent, it's a way to make some extra money. Again, I have to know what the insurance is like when the other person is driving it, so I can't 100% commit to this. But if I had a newer, nicer car, and it was a car that was in demand, yeah, I'd rent it out, make some extra money.
You would just let some stranger pick up your car and drive it around?
If I owned a home, I would list it on Airbnb when we weren't home. If you're able to do that with an apartment, I would, but you have to own it, obviously. So
that's crazy. People
been doing houses for ever.
I don't want some random person I've never known. I think most of the listings on Airbnb are people who own separate properties that are just rented out for Airbnb. So it kind of makes sense for me. I would never just give someone, oh, yeah, we're leaving for the weekend. Oh, yeah, you person I've never met before, you can live in my house.
Yeah, lock up certain things, right? Yeah. Again, I mean, there's stuff. If that person damages stuff, there's insurance.
Good luck getting that back from some of the things that I've read.
I'm just saying, if I owned a home that, again, was in demand that people would actually want to stay at, yeah, I'd list it. If I'm not home.
Why?
Why not?
Because you're having a stranger live
again,
in your house.
Again, this is like the hot dog thing. I don't own a home, so, so maybe it changes.
Sleeping in your bed.
But I've rented Airbnbs, and again, like you said, most of them are someone's other property. But I've, you know, been courteous. I would assume most people that rent out Airbnbs are courteous.
Nah.
You know?
You could assume. I don't care who it is. I would not let anybody drive my car either.
Yeah, I guess if I'm not in it, again, it depends on the insurance, but I'm all for making that extra buck though, Brian, so maybe I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Yeah. No would be my final answer.
I mean, if I had gym equipment and someone wanted to borrow it for like a week, yeah, here, pay for it. So
go in your basement?
Yeah, go in my basement, work out, that's fine. I guess I'm just blinded by the money, which is not a good thing to admit to. But in these situations, again.
But like the money is not.
Most people.
You're not getting money hand over fist.
No, but most people are responsible, right? I would think most people that would pay to rent a car are going to be responsible with it. And I assume it's an insurance thing like with a rent-a-car. If you're the one who wrecks it, you got to pay for it.
Yeah. To go through that process, though. Like then you're without a car. You're with insurance, whatever.
Well, I don't think you list it. You have to list it 24/7, 365. It's when you're not using it. So,
no,
like
you are without. It's your car. If someone wrecks your car, your car.
You mean wrecking the car? Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you rent it, you can rent it out when you're not using it. So that would be fine. I'm not going to use it anyway. It's making me money.
I guess maybe we'll pick this up tomorrow. I just can't. Here. Jimmy. I wouldn't even let Jimmy. I see him every day. Sorry, Jim.
You know, because people talk about how, you know,
barely let my wife drive my car.
How people treat rent-a-cars. One of the best cars I owned was my Honda Civic, which used to be a rental car, and I bought it at 12,000 miles, and it was great.
You should see how I used to drive this news van. Going over curbs.
Still works. Still drives.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not the same one.
That thing hasn't been there since I left. We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas on WBEN.